Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. Come on in. Can you hear me? Okay. Can you hear me? Give me a thumbs up or a Yahoo or a something. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. How's everybody? I'm going to pop out the chat, although I probably won't refer to it very often. Got the Q&A box. All right. I'm very excited about this call. I'm very excited about this call. And I have some exciting news while everyone is coming in. Hello, Gloria. I have, y'all, have you heard about the Diet Culture Detox? It is a 2-day event that Corinne is putting on after camp in September. You can read about it. There's a big yellow button on your homepage where you can read about it. Guess who is presenting at the Diet Culture Detox? This girl. You want to see nervous system regulation in real time? That'll be Kathy on stage. I'm really excited. What's really going to be amazing about that event is we're going to wrap nervous system work and safety work around your eating. We're going to figure out why you have diet trauma. You know, what's going on in your mind that's creating your habits to eat now? And how can we create safety for you around food? I'm so excited. It's like all this nervous system work I'm doing is going to actually come all the way, wrap all the way back around to weight loss and diet culture and all those things. So exciting. So check it out. Come see this girl regulate on stage in real time. All right. So here we go. So glad to see you all here. If you want to be coached, you may go ahead and raise your hand. We will talk all things nervous system. I'm going to pop out my participants so I can see everybody. What is going on here? Trying to figure all this out tonight. All right. Anybody want to be coached? Anybody want to talk with me about your nervous system? About why you might be eating? Oh, I should change my name. I will do that too. So I will be Coach Kathy instead of Corinne tonight. Okay. We have one hand raised. So Jen, let's do it. And anyone else who would like to be coached, go ahead and raise your hand and we will talk all things nervous system, all things emotions, all things how can we increase your emotional capacity so that you don't eat to run from them. Hi, let's get you unmuted. You are muted. All right, there
Okay.
you are. Hi.
Hi, Coach Kathy. I'm super glad that you put this call on today because this is something that I do all the time. And I find that I do this like if I'm home alone, if I'm watching TV, or if like I'm in suspense, right? It's just really like a boredom thing. I do it at work a lot. I noticed that I've done this at work. I used to do it with Blow Pops all the time, where if something was being added to my plate, I would stick a Blow Pop in my mouth. Like I have to eat something and crunch on something, because it gives me that sense of comfort. And so I am familiar with the nervous system regulation stuff. I've been listening to my body. How do I feel? And it's like the food provides comfort. Yeah. It's like I literally feel like just right.
Yeah, so that's so interesting. And I just want to assure everyone, I'm not going to try and talk you out of that because there is something comforting about eating. We have associated comfort and eating together for a very long time, ever since we were babies, right? You squawk a little bit, what's mama do? Sticks a bottle in your mouth, right? Oh, you must be hungry. Have some applesauce, whatever it is. So that's learned behavior. But it's also, if you think about it, eating is rhythmic. You know, that rhythmic chewing and swallowing, our bodies like that rhythmic nature of eating. The problem with eating when we get bored or stressed or whatever feeling you have when somebody, you know, adds something to your plate is that it has the unintended consequences of weight gain, right? So, yeah. So tell me this. If a blow pop was not available to you, what would you do to calm yourself when somebody, you know, throws an extra thing on your to-do list?
I'll probably put myself on mute at work and or just or something. Yeah, that's usually what it is it's at work. And so I stopped the blow pops. I'm 3 months blow pop free.
Yay, congratulations.
But again, it's like, so then it's like, okay, we'll try to plan the snacks, right? So it's like, okay, yeah, I can plan the snacks, right? So today was a perfect example. I planned certain snacks and I ate off plan because I went into my boss's office and like, let me take some Cheetos. And I know it's like suspense. It's like just all of the stuff that we're working on. Let me add it. And I hadn't been at work for a few months because I was out for surgery and I wasn't doing any of that mindless snacking. It's like I do it at work. It's like I just feel like I don't want anything else added to my plate. It's like work is the biggest culprit. Then it's like being alone, bored and eating in front of the TV. So,
What's wrong with work adding something to your plate?
I'm super overwhelmed as it is, at work,
Why are you overwhelmed?
it's just a high stress job. It's a high stress job. It's like a lot of competing priorities. It's like I don't have time to do any of my individual work because I am going from meeting to meeting and having to switch topics every 30 minutes. It's a lot.
You good at your job?
Yeah.
Then why are you overwhelmed?
True. Yeah.
So the job itself doesn't overwhelm you. Okay, the job is just, it just exists in the world. It's what you think about the tasks that you're given that creates the overwhelm. Okay, and you said there's not enough time for me to do my regular work. Are you getting your re regular work done, Jen?
Yeah, but I'm doing that outside of my business hours, which takes away from my work-life balance. So that's how I'm getting it done.
Okay, but you're getting it done, so you do have time.
I make time for it. Yeah.
You make time, right? You make time for it. So when you're making time for this stuff that you say you don't have time for, you eating or are you working?
I'm working, but I've already ate
But you,
earlier.
well,
Yeah.
why did you eat earlier?
Because I felt that initial overwhelm. And
Okay.
sometimes I feel like it's like, oh, but this has
How
to get
much
done now.
time do you spend in overwhelm eating when you could be working? Is it just a moment here or there, or is it bigger
Yeah, it's a
than
moment.
that?
It's a moment here and there.
Okay. So if you were to if you were to skip, you know, just for lack of a better term right now, skip the overwhelm part and go straight into action, would you have less time in your off time that you have to work?
I couldn't go straight into the action because I'd have to pend it for later. I couldn't do it right at that moment. I don't know. It's like the idea of it. I don't know. It's just like, oh, just add it to the list, add it to
No,
the
you're
list.
right. It is the idea of it that creates the overwhelm. I had a situation last week where I even told my boss about it at work, MJ. I said, everything right now feels like it's all urgent. It's like there's no priority. You know, the list doesn't work from top down. It's all like important. And so I went in the Facebook group. I don't know if you saw my post, but I posted in the Facebook group. I said, what do y'all do when you get overwhelmed? When everything feels like it has the same level of importance. And almost everybody in there said, I make a list. and I prioritize. Okay.
Yeah.
So instead of being overwhelmed and eating, what if you created a little safety inside your body, right? Inside, breathed a little bit, went outside and screamed, and then made your list. Would that pull you more into production?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think so. Yeah. I mean,
So,
that's, I do the same thing. Like anytime that I want a snack, because it's like, okay, I plan the snacks, right? I'm like, do I really want this snack, or am I just trying to like pacify something?
yes,
I
such a
so I,
great question.
yeah, it's
Yeah.
like, yeah, and so that's kind of helped me prevent it, or I've tried to replace that with water or something else because most of the time I'm not hungry. And
Yeah.
then, of course, it doesn't help that we have a free-for-all snack cabinet like right next to my desk. So it just that
Yeah.
constantly gets refilled.
Gotta
But
love the snack cabinets, right?
yes, exactly.
But that's such a great question because if you're not hungry and you're eating, you're using food for its unintended purpose.
Right.
If you're needing to calm down, if you're needing to actually move your way out of overwhelm, then eating will do that, but other things will do that too, like going outside and hollering and screaming for a minute. You know, that's an energy release. So for you, overwhelm brings you above home base, doesn't it? You start to get really agitated inside. So the energy release for you is, and I heard this from someone else today. You go outside and you scream your head off, and that releases that energy. You come back in and you're ready to go back to work, right? What if you do that? If that works for you, what if you just do that instead of grab a blow pop or a snack out of the, bottomless snack cabinet?
I mean, I could try. I just can't. I could do it at home, but when I'm in the office, it's very hard to do that, or people are just going to hear me growling or something.
I bet you can find a place. I bet you can find a
Yeah.
place. Even if, and maybe it's not, maybe you've just realized now that you have what you need is an energy release. What if there's another way you can give yourself that?
Okay.
Do you work in a cubicle or an office with a door or?
No, it's a sh I mean, it's like a cubicle, but it's a shared open space, so with different
Okay.
people.
What if you just stand up and have a dance party? People are going to be like, what is she doing? Out my overwhelm. You want to join me? Have you ever done that? Just stood up. Somebody, Joyce in the chat says, shake it off, go to the bathroom. Sometimes that's all. Sometimes what you need is a little separation and a little bit of an energy release. So, for me, when I get seriously, when I get overwhelmed, and look, this girl is good at overwhelm. Okay. I actually inherently find myself walking the hallway in my house. I'm like, what am I doing outside my desk? Oh, I'm separating myself for a minute from what's overwhelming me. I'm burning off a little bit of energy, and I come back in and I know what to do next.
I did it this morning. I was super proud until the afternoon, but I did it this morning. So I have a walking treadmill under my desk and I just hopped on that and did that. But it's like I still turn to food whenever I get that suspense or overwhelm. That's when it is, not most, or just, or boredom. I know exactly when I'm doing it.
Okay, so your job then is to, when you find yourself leaving home base and that added energy in your body and you start to creep up above home base, your job is to recognize that and bring you back down before you reach for the food. Okay, so let me show you my fancy dancy, my fancy, fancy, fancy graphic here, my whiteboard. Can you see this? All right. Oh, home base. My pretty box with the green and the blue around it is where you feel controlled and calm and settled and all those things. And when something happens that triggers you to add energy to your body, guess what? You start to go up. And as you rise out of home base, as that energy increases, you got to activate that brain and say, I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling whatever it is with this extra energy in my body. I need to bring myself down before I go so far up that the only thing that'll bring me down is food. What are you thinking?
So I am familiar with the work. So it kind of looks like the polyvagal ladder, right? And it's like fight or flight kind of thing. A
Well, fight or flight
little
is
bit.
way, I'm going to say it's way up
It's up
here.
there. It's before
Okay.
it. Or it's I've
Yes.
already done it, right? Yeah.
So this space right here, this space between home base and way above home base, I call like an awareness zone. It says DYS, it says for dysregulated. Okay. That's a big word, right? I think you're aware here. I think there's part of you, I believe, I've noticed in myself, there's part of me that sees consciously that I'm adding energy, that I'm above home base, but there's also part of me, that primal instinct that's coming in going, okay, we got to fix this. Let's have something to eat. Okay. But that conscious brain, that conscious part of me can answer back and say, you know what? I'm really not hungry right now, but I know if I take a quick walk or I go outside and scream my head off or I, you know, whatever it is, then that's going to help me come back down to home base so that I can get back to work. Can you tell when you're starting to, when the energy inside of you is starting to bubble?
Either a rapid heart rate or tension in the neck.
My jaw clenches, my skin gets prickly. It's like, y'all, it's like we're asking our bodies all the time when we're hungry and when we're satisfied. Why don't we also ask our bodies, what's going on inside that doesn't feel quite right? And how can I create a more of a sense of calm, more of a sense of settled and grounded, even when someone's adding to my to-do list, even when, you know, my boss just yelled at me or the kids are screaming. You see what I'm saying? So what are you thinking?
It's like it's happened so fast, right? So it's like I'm thinking, like, here I have, I'm just gonna say this is my snack, right? I already have it in my hand, and I'm like, do I need this, right? And then it's like, no, you really don't. Like, you're doing this out of overwhelm. I already know, and I do it anyway.
Okay, but
And
you're
sometimes
asking
it's just
yourself,
like super fast.
the beautiful thing is you're asking yourself the right questions. Okay, so you're not letting it go so far that you're way above home base and there's no option other than food. Okay, you're holding the food in your hand and you're going, what am I, what is this, what I really need? I'm not really hungry, but I really want it. So the next question becomes, what else can I do? What can I try first? Very often I'm telling people, if you will tell yourself, I will eat this in 5 minutes, if whatever else I try doesn't help me feel better first. Okay. So that might be the next step for you. You find the snack in your hand, you're questioning yourself, and you go, okay, I'm gonna put it right here on my desk for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, let's say it's 10. Put it right here for 10 minutes. And in the meantime, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'm gonna walk down the hall, I'm gonna step outside, I'm gonna have a dance party, I'm gonna stand on my walking treadmill, you know, whatever you thing for 10 minutes to see if that helps take some of the energy down in my body. What are you thinking?
Just trying to like I took a deep breath real quick. I'm like, let me sit with that. It's like I'm aware of it. I just need to probably do the 10-minute thing. And I asked the same question months ago with Betsy when it, because it's like sometimes that snacking can lead to binging. At
Sure.
work, it's a quick snack, but at home, if I'm sitting by myself watching TV or anything like that, that's when that could just be boredom, like just boredom eating and then going into a boredom binge.
Oh yeah, we need to go into the boredom side of this next.
That's probably the overwhelm. The overwhelm is something that happens really quick. I reach for a snack, it's our candy, and it's like I need to do something else.
When you're
And
overwhelmed, tell me what your body feels like. Tell me what it feels like in your body. Is that, for me, it's added energy. It's like my brain is going ping, 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 ping. I can't figure it out. Okay. Is that what it's like for you?
It is. It's like a rapid heart rate, attention, or just like, oh,
Okay.
yeah,
Okay. Good.
I can feel it.
Okay. Then the other side of that, the boredom probably doesn't feel like that, does it?
No.
What does it feel like?
Don't, I can't really put my finger on what it feels like. It's just like empty. I don't know, but it's not like an empty hunger.
All right.
It's
Tell me about your posture when you're bored. Are you like up straight up, core engaged
no.
posture? No, you're like this.
No,
You're
I'm
more.
always like that. It's like my posture is horrible.
I bet
But
when you're overwhelmed, your posture isn't horrible. I bet all the muscles in your core are engaged. I bet you are on alert when you're overwhelmed.
okay.
No?
I haven't even thought about that. But it's like I have bad posture. I'm always kind of hunched over anyway. But it's like, and then this is me like all the way up. I'm in a relaxed state. Like I could be on the couch and just watching TV. And it's like, okay, this is gonna sound really, really weird, right? It's like it's like I almost need something to do, even though I don't want to have something to do. It's hard for me to relax. And it's like that something else to do is eating. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's really fascinating because
Yeah.
for me, boredom is still a little bit dysregulated, but it's below home base. And it might be because of the way I talk to myself when I'm bored. When I'm bored, it's like, I don't have any friends. I don't have anything to do. There's no entertainment, blah, blah, blah. It's all, wah, wah, wah. Sounds like when you're bored, it's a different. What are you telling yourself? It might be a different conversation.
It is. It's more of like, I can't sit still. It's hard for me to sit still, and I want something to occupy me.
Yeah.
Even though I'm watching TV, I need something else to do.
So
Like,
why, in those moments, why do you need something else to do?
don't want to sit with myself.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want to sit with myself or journal it out.
Why
I
don't you want to
just.
sit with yourself?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, or I mean, it could be anything, right? It could be food. It could be reaching for my phone to distract, play a game. It just, I always need something to do.
But why don't you want to just sit quietly? What happens to Jen when she just sits quietly and watches TV? What goes on?
She relaxes.
Does she?
She's not productive.
Is that the problem? What are
I'm
you
just
telling
thinking.
yourself when you're just put yourself back in the last time you felt this boredom when you were watching TV and you're thinking, I should eat. I should get something to eat. Something doesn't feel right, or whatever. What are you telling yourself about why you need to eat?
It's, I think for me, it's like I just, it's a way of just enjoying food and entertainment at the same time. I don't know. I really don't know.
It's
Yeah.
for you to think about for sure.
Yeah, like it's like I need something. It's like, and I rarely watch TV, but when I do, that it's like I start reaching for the food or snacks. It's really, that's the only time.
Do you think it's habit or do you think it's escape?
Escape.
Escape from what?
Think just sitting by myself. I mean, feeling, or it's hard for me to actually identify it. I don't know how to identify it.
So sitting by yourself and feeling what? Escape from feeling what?
Like there's something else that I should be doing. Yeah. Like maybe this isn't the best use of my time. I don't
Okay.
know.
Well, okay. So let's go with that, because you know that kind of dovetails back into the overwhelm at work. You might be carrying that home with you. You're still in an agitated state. You have dinner, you sit down to watch TV, still a little agitated, and you're like, I really should be doing something else. I got all this work to do. Is that the conversation that you're avoiding by eating?
No, because I don't think I've actually given myself time to like really think about what else. Like I don't know.
What do you mean? I have given yourself time to think about what else? What does that mean then?
Like I don't really ask myself like, oh, is this what I should be doing? I just do it. It's automatic. So I
Well,
don't,
yeah, it's possible. So you're the one who said that first. It's possible that that's low level dialogue, that thoughts that are going on in your mind that you're covering up with TV and food. Should be doing something else. It might not be.
I'm really trying to think because it's like it's been a while since I've done that. I know that I like
I think the best thing for you to do is when this comes up again, is to drop into your body and say, what is it I'm not wanting to feel right now? What parts, you know, you labeled it as boredom. Drop into your body and say, all right, where's the tension? Where's the tension? What's going on here? And what am I thinking about? Because so many times our bodies talk to us before our brains do. In fact, it's like more than half the time, I can't remember, it's like 80% or something ridiculous, that our nervous systems will catalog what's going on around us before our brains do. Now, I know this sounds crazy, y'all, but do you have a, you know this, you have a vagus nerve. If you've studied polyvagal theory, you have a vagus nerve that goes from your brainstem all the way down to your pelvic floor. And that nerve and your nervous system is all the time scanning for danger. And if you come out of work overwhelmed with a million things to do, and you're having all this dialogue in your head about, I don't have time to get my work done, and you have an agitated nervous state, you're going to come home. And unless you create safety in your body and settle your nervous system, it's going to continue to look for danger. It's going to see danger around every corner, right? And so when you sit down to watch TV, guess what? It's going to see danger on the TV. Something's wrong here. We should eat. We're still agitated. So you have to practice coming out of work into home in a more a calmer, more settled state, right? And if you can create that at work, I bet it comes home with you where you can sit down and watch TV and be bored and be like, I'm so used to being busy. I'm not sure what I'm doing here, just sitting on the couch, but I'm going to see if I can experience it. You're going to do that from a place of curiosity rather than a place of something's wrong here. I'm not supposed to be resting. I'm not supposed to be watching TV.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it could be that I'm still in that overwhelm. And maybe I think it's boredom, but it's not. It's like I'm actually still in that state of overwhelm and doing that. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense as you talk me through it. That I'm still in that state. It's not boredom. It's just me coming down from that, looking for some form of relief.
So your job then is to figure out how to give yourself that release without eating. And we all do this inherently. We all have ways of bringing ourselves down that we just don't realize yet. You mentioned one that you do. You go outside and you scream. Right? That releases that energy for you. What else could you do?
For me, it's just, I think overwhelm is, it triggers anger, right? So it's like the scream, pushing up against something. I could do a fidget toy if I need to. Yeah. So it, walking is the biggest thing for me too. I will use walking all the time.
Do you ever do any this is me. I do this. I'll go.
Yes. Yeah. So it's
I
like,
find myself just doing that. Just that hard blow out of air is a release as well.
yeah.
So
It's a funny breath, but like with if you take a breath in where you're just going, it's cold. And so it helps, like, or if you put your tongue in like a little taco, it's cold. And so that kind of just gets you
There's
that
also,
quick settle.
yeah, there's also, Corinne talks about this sometimes. You can go, like real short inhales. Well, also, it's almost like a calming thing, like a baby cries. That's how a baby cries and blows it out real hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything like that will work as well to blow out that extra energy.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of breath work lately. So like I try to do like at least like 5 to 10 minutes a day, but then at least once a week I do a good like 45 minutes of it, and that's helped tremendously. It's just I was out of work, and so those binges were not happening because I was out of work. Those blow pops weren't happening because I was out of work. I've been at work for 2 weeks and I'm already noticing the snacking has come back. It's returned. It's like
So
environmental.
there's yeah it, well it's triggering, it's triggering your nervous system to think that you're in danger is what's happening. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to make a list, get you a little post-it note. I know you got them at work. Make you a list of four or five things to try before snacking. And I want you to have that list accessible somewhere where you can see it on your desk. I don't even care if you slap it on the snack cabinet, the bottomless snack cabinet, and tell yourself you can have a snack, but you have to try one of these things or two of them for 10. What do you think? 5 minutes or 10 minutes? What seems doable to you?
I think five minutes would be good.
All right, start with 5 minutes. Then after you've practiced that for a week or two, extend it to 10 and see if that helps you settle. Do you work from home? You don't work from home with an endless snack.
I work from home like 1 day a week, and it doesn't happen at home.
Okay. So on your drive home, how long is your commute home?
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes. What can you do during that time to release some energy?
Sing out loud. I can scream. I can shake.
Yes. Play the radio, turn the pull the windows down, whatever it is you got to do, sing at the top of your head, scream inside the car, whatever it is. See if you can release some of that agitated energy by the time you get home as well.
Okay.
Okay.
I will give it a try.
All right.
I'm gonna post it on that snack cabinet. Everybody's gonna be like, "What? Do you need this?
That's
What purpose
right.
does this serve?"
Yeah. And for 5 minutes, we're going to try one of these things before we eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love
Okay.
it.
All
Good
right.
work.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See ya. Okay. Lori, let's see what you got. Scan in the chat while Lori comes on, see if there's anything in here. I saw that somebody asked about the Trusting Your Body program. That does have some information in it about home base, above home base, and below home base. What it does not have in it is those awareness pieces that I'm talking about. So make sure if you, I'm sorry, I'm reading the chat. So make sure if you find yourself getting agitated, you think about, okay, I'm in that awareness zone before I get way up above home base. What can I do to bring myself back in? Because the goal, y'all, is not to stay at home base all the time. The goal is to move in and out of home base with ease, to recognize when you have added energy or less energy than normal, and to be able to move yourself back into home base and to experience more feelings inside of home base. Lori, please tell me you are not driving.
I'm not going to tell you that.
Girl, you're gonna watch my nervous system go out the top of my head.
I'm just going to talk. I will be home literally in like 1 minute, 30 seconds. It was just the timing of it. I was sitting in a
Okay.
driveway until you called me on. I'm just bringing my girls home from boxing.
Okay. What you got, Lori?
Anyways, you know what? It was very similar to what the former, the, I'm sorry, I forget her name already, what she was just
Yeah.
speaking about. But mine's a little bit different. So I don't have a problem during the day. I'm a stay-at-home mom of five younger kids or five children. And so during the day, it's not a problem for me. I rarely have issues. It's at nighttime. And what I am realizing is it's about relaxing. So it's you already kind of talked on a little bit, but I just wanted to get my kind of perspective on it, and that is, so I'm finally done all the things and it's finally time for me to relax. And then as soon as I start to feel myself relax, and then it's immediately I start to think about food.
Okay.
And all day long, I've like, I've handled those urges like a boss. But as soon as I start to relax, and I know I struggle with relaxing, I do identify with, oh, I should be doing something. So a lot of times I'll find myself doing busy work, even if it's scrolling or I am watching TV, but I'm multitasking still. I'm not ever truly kind of relaxing. And as soon as I do relax, then I feel like I want to be eating. And then I'm constantly talking to myself about not eating. So then I make myself busy again, if that
So,
makes any sense.
oh, it does. It does. I think it's probably pretty classic for a lot of women, a lot of moms, a lot of partners. But let me ask you this. When you're telling yourself I should be doing something, why are you believing it?
Well, that's a big question, isn't it?
Because that sentence in itself is agitating your nervous system, is
Oh,
stressing you out.
absolutely. I just made a big realization that my to-do list will never be done, and that's okay. But that's always been my struggle. Like it's like, seriously, for years I've had a goal that I would could get to ground zero of my to-do list. And obviously that's not realistic. But yet it's like I'm sitting there thinking about all the things that I could have done, or maybe I should be doing, or I should be working on this or working on that. Even if it's self-development content, it's in all in my head. And then as soon as I start to like again relax, then the food thoughts come in. So it's like one or the other. Either my brain is going squirrely crazy or I'm thinking about food. It's like,
Or what your brain is going squirrely crazy about agitates your nervous system, and your body says something's wrong. We need to fix it. Let's get a snack.
yes,
That's what
that's
happens. It happens faster than I can speak through it. But when your nervous system, this is classic nervous system work, y'all. When your nervous system gets agitated, your brain, your body thinks something is wrong, and it thinks we got to settle back down. And the very first thing we do, the very first urge we're going to have because of all this conditioning as kids, is to eat. Okay? So when people conquer that, a lot of times they pick another something like drinking or shopping. All right? Instead of these more somatic things that we can do to create more calm in our body. Okay. And when I say somatic, I'll even spell it for y'all, SOMATIC, for all of you in the back that don't know what that means. And all that means is we drop just into our body and figure out where the tension is and how we can relax our body. Okay. So for some reason, sitting on the couch, thinking about her to-do list, Lori doesn't feel safe. Okay. You feel, tell me what you feel when you're sitting on the couch and you're thinking about all the things that, or you have that lovely thought, I have a to-do list and it'll never get done. How does that make you feel?
Anxious. Like, I just, it's like, again, I just come back to it. It's like two thoughts. It's either I'm doing something or I'm combating the thoughts about what I can eat. And then I play a lot of mind games with myself because I would love to be the person that doesn't eat until after. I don't want to eat after 8 p.m. That would be like, that's like a bucket list goal. Don't know why. I just think it shows control. And it's just something. But since I don't ever, I don't night or relax until like 8 or 9 p.m. at night, then it's like, okay, well, then I want my snack. So it's like, okay. So then I fight myself on. Then you don't need anything because as you start to eat something, you're just going to want something more. And I know that there's restrictive thinking to that. But at the same time, I don't trust myself to necessarily just have it. Like, it's not that I'm not being successful at times with it, it's the amount of thought work or the inner fight to have that success. It's like my brain does not shut off. It's either, like I said, it's thinking it needs to be doing something, or it's thinking about food.
Tell
And
me
that's the piece.
more about your want to be controlled. You want to feel control. Tell me when
Yeah.
you do feel controlled.
When do I feel in control? I feel in control. I feel in control during the day when I'm like, doing one thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing. I do feel in control then when I'm. That's when I feel the most in control.
So
When
why
I'm.
do you think you feel in control when you're moving from one thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing?
You ask the hard questions. I'm kind of in the zone. I don't know how else to describe it. Like, I'm in the zone. I just, that's my time for getting stuff done, and I'm not thinking about food a
Okay.
lot of the times even, and I just really recently realized is that I would rarely eat breakfast, and a lot of times I wouldn't eat lunch because I don't feel hunger during the day.
All right. So you're moving from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. You're getting things done. You're feeling controlled. How can you apply that same kind of mindset to rest and relaxation in the evening?
That's a really good question, I guess, that I've been trying to struggle with and have some ideas for how I can do it.
What if your rest becomes a priority that needs to be taken care of?
That's an interesting way of looking at it because I don't necessarily know that I put a lot of priority on it.
Why not?
Just by nature of what I do and who my like, and what my kids are, and just to give the context to it, they're all high needs. They're not my birth children. I'm a foster mom, and they're all high needs. So I'm always a bit on for them, and that's where I get stuck. I'm just kind of like always on.
Yeah. So when you're eating at night, where are the kids?
Oh, it's late at night and they're
It's late.
upstairs.
Right. Okay. So they're upstairs, you're by yourself.
Yeah, well, as much as I get to be, but yes.
Right. Well, here's my point. If you were to give yourself the rest, whether it's sleep or just relaxation time on the couch, if you were able to give yourself that as part of this person who takes care of these special need kids, how could that change your mindset throughout the day? How could that benefit you?
I'm
Because
really struggling with
ultimately,
Kathy.
all right, that's what it seems to me. You tell me if I'm wrong. It seems to me like that's what your body is craving. It's like if we eat, we won't be doing anything else. We'll be able to settle ourselves down. We'll be able to feel better. We'll be able to rest because we won't be chasing after kids or cleaning the house or, driving home from boxing lessons or whatever it was you were driving home from. This is actually time that Lori gets to recharge. And because you're not giving yourself that time in other ways, you're giving it to yourself by eating. Your body is telling you you need some rest and relaxation and recharge time. That's what's happening. You've been like super productive, super mom, all the things all day long. And guess what? The kids go upstairs. And the bottom needs to fall, the bottom falls out. It's like,
Exactly.
yes. So instead of eating, just like I was telling the previous person, Jen, what if you said, all right, for 10 minutes, instead of getting a snack, I'm going to go put my pajamas on. I'm going to sit down on my bed. I'm going to write in my journal. I'm going to do something that helps me relax before I go on. Until the kids get dunked. Do you see what I'm saying? It's almost like we're using food to cover up this need to regulate our nervous systems to come back into home base. So I'm willing to bet, you tell me if I'm wrong, that when you're taking care of these kids all day long, you're probably riding a little bit above home base. You got a lot of
Oh,
energy.
yeah.
Yes. So now the focus of that extra energy has gone upstairs. They've gone to bed, they're doing their own thing, they're upstairs, whatever it is, and you've still got all this extra energy buzzing around, right? So your brain says, we got extra energy, we got to figure out what to do with it. Why don't we just eat? Right? You're nodding.
I
I'm
am,
on.
because that's exactly what
I
I'm
must
doing.
be on the right path here.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what's on the right path, because so sometimes if I have my snack, and that might happen while the kids are still up and around and stuff, because they're teenagers, they don't often go to bed real early, but by about 10 o'clock, that's when they settle. But that's like, I'm also a binge eater, and if any binges happen, they rarely happen before 11 p.m. at night.
Yeah.
It's all.
Uh-oh, you're frozen.
It's not about that. It's about being by myself with the food.
All right, I need you to say that
Like
again. I heard, so you froze for a minute, and I heard
I said it's like.
if any of the binges happen, they happen after 11 o'clock at night. What'd you say after that?
I just said it's like it's not that I haven't or I have, I've done secret eating before at my worst binging, but eating like even overeat or not even overeats is off plan eating, I would call more of it, and that is it happens like late at night, and it's when I'm really am totally by myself, and that's when it's happening. And like I often won't go to bed until 2 o'clock in the morning because that's the only time I have to myself.
Okay.
And then I'm up again at 6 or 6:30, right?
So you do crave
Yes.
some Lori time.
Oh my God, yeah. I might I could show you right now. My husband's building me an extra room on my side of my house as a quiet room because that's how badly I crave it.
Okay. And so that's why the urges for food are coming in, is because you're craving Lori time, and that's how you have conditioned yourself to get Lori time, right?
Right.
So, like Jen, what can you try for 5 minutes? This concept is not new. This is pause plus
I
permission
know.
for all of you in the back, right? It's entrusting your body. What can you try for 5 minutes? Maybe I'm gonna give you a suggestion. I want you to get in the shower. Nice hot shower. I know it's 10 o'clock at night, but what if you were to get, just think about it. What if you were to get in the shower? Have you ever felt how relaxing a nice hot shower is?
Oh, because I do, because I turn on Alexa and I listen to music. That's what I do. And then I'm like almost like in a soundproof room because
Exactly.
I turn up my music so loud.
Exactly. What if you were to do that first? Is that something that you can do with the kids in the house? Well, the husband's home, right?
Yeah, that is something I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I never shower at night. I always shower during the day. But I absolutely
I'm
love
not
going
saying
in
you
the
have to
shower during the
wash. I'm
huh?
not saying you have to wash.
No, I know I could just go
But
into the water. I've
it's
never even thought
right.
about that. And water's my thing. Like, water's absolutely my thing. It does. Swimming is what calms me down. That's what I love to do. Water, there's something magical for water to me.
That's magical for all of us. I mean, think about
Yeah.
it. I mean, y'all, give me a thumbs up in the on the Zoom here if you love the beach.
Oh.
Right? It's one of those, it's the rhythmic nature of the water hitting your skin, and you add warmth to it and music and singing, you're gonna discharge a bunch of energy that way. Now, is it going to take away the urges to eat? Maybe or maybe not, because you also have a habitual
Here.
component coming in. But I think that's what your next step is to try. Give yourself that pause for a 10-minute shower, and then ask yourself, what is it I really need right now?
I and oh my gosh, this whole call just to even have that piece because in all my life or all my years, I've never thought about it because it is the one time I can lock the bathroom door and I can turn on the music and I don't hear anything. And it always makes me feel better. I
There you
think I
go.
need to do that.
I would
And
love to hear how it works out for you.
thank you so much. I'm going to try it tonight. I'm just going to try.
You're welcome. I have a private client who is the caregiver for her husband with dementia. And her homework one day after our call was to go take a long hot shower, because he had been, off the charts busy for her, and she was really above home base. She was really agitated, and I said, go take a shower. And then I had her report back to me that how she felt, and she said, I can't believe how much better I feel. Something about the water hitting your skin, and the warmth and the steam and the closed in, shower stall, it did it for me.
I just have one quick thought to add to that. Like, that's my God, it's such a great idea because even as you were saying about journaling or doing those things and stuff like that, even any type of activity like journaling or even reading, it all seems, it just keeps me agitated because I'm still getting the interruptions. But taking that shower, just getting into that shower for that 10, 15 minutes, I think you've just hit on something that I'm gonna let you know how that goes.
I wish you would. I wish
All
you would.
right, thank you. And now
All
I
right.
literally have kids knocking at my door.
Okay.
Bye
Take
bye.
care. All right. Let me see what's in the Q&A here. Let's see. What are ways to retrain my brain to not turn to food for comfort and soothing? What are some good steps to take to build on to make positive behavioral changes? This is a great question. Sarah, thank you for putting your name in there. You know what? I think you do what a lot of the coaching was about tonight. I think you enact pause plus permission. Make yourself a list of things that you're going to try when you need comfort. Think about what What brings you comfort? What makes you feel good? Is it a warm shower? Is it for me? I'm going to tell you every single time is crawling into my bed. I love my bed. I love my bed so much I won't eat in it because I don't want to feel all the crumblies. I don't want to feel all the crumbs in my bed. I just want to get in and cover up with my blankets up to my chin. It could be calling a friend. You know, there are I've talked about these before. There are five core pillars to our healthy well-being. One of them is connection. One of them is movement, nutrients, sleep. Uh-oh, Kathy's forgotten the fifth. Movement, sleep, nutrients, connection. I've got them right here. What am I missing, y'all? Sunshine. That's the one, and it's my favorite one, sunshine. Pick one of those. But connection is probably, as humans, we're pack animals, connection is probably the most important. So, who can you turn to? Do you have an accountability partner? Do you have a coach? Do you have a friend that you can call and say, look, I just need to talk something out. I just need some help here. I just need to feel loved. Who can you call? Who can you talk to? Try that first. And then, again, pause plus permission. What can you do for 5 minutes before you turn to food? But when it comes to seriously, y'all, when it comes to comfort and soothing, make sure you're asking yourself, what do I really need right now? Is it to get in bed? Is it to put on my pajamas? Is it, a hot shower? Okay. Try that, Sarah, and see. Let me know how that works for you. See what else we got here. I can answer real quick. I'm new to No BS. Is there any course I can learn about nervous system and home base? Yes, that would be the Trusting Your Body course. There's a lesson in there about understanding your nervous system. If you are a member past 30 days, you have access to that course. And then one more question. I had a binge. This is Laura. I had a binge yesterday and felt like it was coming from an above home base feeling of anxiety. The closest thought I could associate with it was things are going really good. I had a wonderful couple of days and felt proud of my work, actions, choices. It felt like I couldn't stay connected in good feelings any longer. How do I regulate down to home base or even disconnect without food? Anxiety is almost always above home base, which is added energy, which means you need to release that energy. Okay. And you do that by a lot of these things that I talked to Jen about. Breathing out a real heavy breath out, doing a body scan, thinking about where in my body am I holding tension? Y'all, when I'm anxious or upset or stressed, I almost always hold tension across the back of my shoulders. So watch my shoulders. Well, those on your replay won't be able to see them, but y'all on here, watch my shoulders. If you just drop them, release the tension in your shoulders. So, we're always supposed to have our shoulders up so our shoulders look so good, right? That's tension. It's tension across your traps, across the back of your shoulders. Just drop them. And I bet you immediately take a deep breath. Okay. When you find your breathing is choppy because you're anxious, force a big breath in and a long breath out. Those two things you can do anywhere. You can drop your shoulders. You can have a long breath out anywhere. It doesn't matter if you're in a meeting, if you're by yourself. Try those two things first. Okay? I think that's it, everybody. We're supposed to be here for about an hour. Let me check to see if there's any more questions. I think I've got them all. Oh, wait, there's one more. When I sit quietly and relax, I fall asleep. It makes me mad. I want to stay awake. I think ideas. I don't want to go to bed at 8 p.m. Why not? Why not? If you fall asleep, your body might need rest. Think about that. If you fall asleep, your body might need rest. So maybe you should let it rest. Just ponder that. Sleep is one of the core pillars. All right. Everybody, have a good evening. Thanks for coming. Hope it was helpful. Let me know in the Facebook group what you learned and hit me up and ask coaches if you had any questions that you didn't get answered. Okay. Take care.